I attended a Holy Ghost meeting. It was a real Holy Ghost meeting. Very much like the meetings we've had these weeks. Very, very strange. Very strange to me. Very wonderful. I think three times a day, or at least twice a day, I attended those meetings, long meetings. And for the best part of the meetings, I was prostrate, just like dead. Many times, I would be prostrate on the floor in that place it was permitted. And so greatly prostrated that nothing passed in my mind at all, but the life of Jesus Christ was circulating through my body. We have sat here for hours in silence, and yet nobody was bored, at least those who were here with Jesus. It's like Sister Henning says, something happened. You know, in these silent hours, God's miracles are wrought. At that time, one day, the Lord said to me, now, when you open the Bible, things will be much clearer to you, and it was. What had happened? How can you explain that? Well, like this. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. None of the princes of this world knew it. It's the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. It is knowing Jesus. Now we could go to conventions and hear a lot of preachments about Jesus. Why, you can read books. You can look at King of Kings and weep. Most people weep when they see that film. And you can read books. You can read Ben-Hur or Quo Vadis, or Titus, the comrade of the cross, and you can weep crocodile tears. It's just surface slush. It's the same stuff that a snowman weeps with when the sun shines. But it is a very, very different thing when God Almighty reveals His Son to your heart. No flesh can do that. No professor can do that. No preacher, no theologian can do that. You can't do it. But Father, it has pleased you to reveal it to babes. That's the secret. That's the secret that angels desire to look into. It's the secret that happened to me, or began to happen to me. And the Lord at that time used to speak to us from high heaven. And one time He said, won't you go on seeking Me until you find Me? I desire greatly to manifest Myself to you. I want you to be My friend. And then He made this statement, if you had any idea what glories are awaiting those that receive a larger vision of Me, you would cry day and night to know Me. I took that to heart. I still have that message typed out. I know the exact date on which it was given. But the thing that impressed me was this, when I began to seek the Lord, God began to deal with me very strangely, very definitely. His word became a two-edged sword, became a discerner of the thoughts and intents of my heart. He was very, very, very severe with me. And if God had not been severe with me, it wouldn't have been so good. But it's pleased the Father to reveal these things unto babes. Why His Son? And oh, if tonight, and as a result of these meetings, God can impress our hearts with the absolute necessity of knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus. Shall I say, It's a life and death matter? No, it's an eternal life and eternal death matter. That's what's the matter. Eternal life is to know Him. I fear that much of what is called salvation today and revival today is just surface work. We don't find anything like that in the New Testament. The New Testament tells us plainly, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He doesn't belong to this world anymore. That's why the world doesn't know you. You're a different race. Glory to God. Like in the early days, they were the sons of God. And until they fell into the lust of the flesh, they were sons of God. They had fellowship with God. And after a while, there was only one left. And they made a fool out of him. But he condemned the world by building an ark to the saving of his house. And only 8 were saved. All flesh perished. And beloved, surface lust won't do. God, who has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, has been working it, and very definitely. Those that have come here know how very pointedly, how very definitely God worked. Now you can leave it or you can take it. When God gave that message 35 years ago, there were many that heard it, but they didn't hear it. There were very, very few that took it. I knew some folks that boasted for years having heard the Lord speak, but they never acted upon it. They lost their way. They're like people with their eyes put out today. They don't know where they're at spiritually. But I know some who went to action, who went to seeking God, and they found Him. Everyone that seeketh, findeth what? Why, they that seek me early shall find me. That's the great call of eternity. We don't know why God created this earth and created man upon it and placed these 6,000 years into the very heart of eternal ages to work out His great eternal plan. We'll understand it when we see Him face to face, and then we'll say, God, what fools we were. Why, we might have been lifted from the dunghill. Men embraced the dunghill. Don't you know that? Paul cried. He said, I'm weeping because their God is their belly. They mind earthly things. How many people, even in this work, mind earthly things more than heavenly things? You'll never get the hang of it. It'll never bother you. God will never bother you. You can mind earthly things and you can have a good time just the same, and you can boast of being Pentecostal and being spiritual. And beloved, I'm afraid the day will come when we'll find ourselves outside the locked door and He'll say, I never knew you. Oh, beloved, there's but one call, just one call. It's Jesus. And there's but one way to find Him, and that is to forsake all to find Him. Forsake your dunghill. He's lifting you to seat you among princes. God wants you to be seated among princes. God wants you on the throne. Jesus Christ wants you in His chambers. Jesus Christ wants you in His embrace. He wants you to be one with Him, one spirit with Him. Oh, beloved, let me ask again, do you know there is a Holy Ghost? And do you know that Holy Ghost has come down to earth? He is here. Do you know who He is? He is Jesus Christ. That's His name. The resurrected Son of God who fills all things. And He has come. What are you here for, Lord? What are you here for? To give me a good time? Make me have a good feeling? Make me speak in tongues? What are you here for? To make me think I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Oh, no, he says, I've come to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. People talk about the rapture, and goodness, if the trumpet sounded, they'd have 1,001 things to hang on to. I was talking about the coming of the Lord, the imminence of the coming of the Lord in Switzerland, and one young woman burst out into tears, in tears. She was weeping. And after the meeting, she says, oh, I'm so sorry he's coming so soon. She had a little baby girl, and she loved that baby girl so much, and she said, I want to spend a little time enjoying Marion. She didn't want to go to heaven yet, you know. What are you wanting to enjoy a little while yet? Well, that's natural, isn't it? That's the way we're made. That's our inheritance. We inherited that from Adam, who saw with Eve that the tree was good to eat. The fruit was good to eat and was nice to look upon. And my, it would make you smart. You wouldn't have to study algebra anymore. You wouldn't have to torture yourself going to school. That's our inheritance. But, beloved, we have another inheritance, thank God. Jesus is here. Jesus Christ is here to unite me to himself, and it cannot be unless I really want him. And when I want him, I will seek him. And when I seek him, I will find him. Oh, that will be so different. Finding Jesus Christ will make you a different creature. That's why the world doesn't know you. Some time ago, some folks had a party not far from here. Somebody said, you're going to invite Uncle Hans? Nah, he'll spoil it for us. I was glad for that testimony. What are you? Are you a good mixer? Can you join in all the merriment of the world and all the tomfoolery? Some people can. But, beloved, we're sons of God. The world knoweth us not. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're clothed upon with his righteousness. His holiness is our banner. Holiness unto the Lord. It doesn't click until you come to know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. Look what happened to Paul. He says, one thing I do, and then he doesn't turn around to look at the others. He says, I tell you, weeping, they're enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. But let as many as be perfect, be minded like me. Follow me, even as I follow Jesus Christ. I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I could be like others. I could be like Peter, the first pope, and carry a woman around with me as my wife. But there's something that calls me on. Forsake everything. And if you have a wife, let her come with you. Or a husband. It doesn't make any difference whether you're married or single. The difference is this, that you're married to Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, to know Jesus is life eternal. To know him is to know him in your heart, in your bones, in your spirit, in your soul. To know that you've been displaced. Glory to God. Beloved, we've only begun. But I believe God's made a new beginning this year. I really, from the very day we entered 1958, I realized that a door had opened into eternity. And Jesus was there beckoning. Come on.